W2T sitting at home.
Pretty near Moore, I guess, Spartanburg. We are headed to Sam's and maybe Costco's, Rusty. How's your day?
Just getting things done. Got to go do some favors for a couple of people this morning, and then I got barbershop rehearsal tonight. We don't have handbells today because we're missing some people, so. And, it's just things to be done. I'm doing laundry right now and also trying to answer some emails on the computer. Things like that, you know.
Here's somebody meeting our friendly traffic agent. They've sure been running a lot of traffic lately. That's good. I wish they'd do that in our house. But it's really overcast out here. I'm surprised at that. Although by Friday we may be enduring 50, 60 mile an hour winds with rain.
I understand it's supposed to have a chance of rain today, so, you know. And we'll just have to see what that does. We just have to watch the weather and keep going there, you know.
27 will probably be a hurricane before the day is over, from what I read. Oh, this idiot in front of me is driving slow, texting, hitting the white line, hitting the yellow line. Good Lord, and right in front of Greer High School out here. Oh, we got going a little bit earlier this morning, you're right, than we normally do. And, got a couple of other things to do on the way back. I think I'll wash the car on the way in if it ain't raining. And then I'll drop by the bank. I needed two things at Lowe's, but I already forgot what they are. You know how that is.
For you to go there and get what you want if you can't remember what you wanted. There's something in there that tells me that you better get Bernice to start taking notes for you.
I should have wrote it down, and I didn't, but got quite a bit done yesterday around the house and some chores I needed to do, and I put a little voltmeter in on a power supply. It's funny. Astron has lighted meters for their power supplies, the linears. And for quite a while, you could just order a meter with an LED kit with it. Now it's no joy. I don't think they went out of business because you still see the Astron power supplies online.
They're closing out, and they probably are looking for people that, people who are willing to pick up the brands and continue with them. And all. I know I read somewhere that he said he was going to try to, he himself and his company was closing, but he was going to try to find people who were willing to pick up the brands and continue the manufacture of them. So, guess we'll have to see what happens. Anyway, let me go. I got a phone call coming in, and I got to take it, and I've got it silenced right this second. So, I'll talk to you later. You and Bernice have a good day, all right?
Okay, we'll be on the road quite a bit. W2T and 0TR.
TR, K85WLL Mobile.
Sir, good morning, Leroy. Hope you're having a nice day.
Tom, good morning, Ms. Bernice. Heading up to TR High School in Renfrew Church to drive the bus for a release time this morning, but I'm here for a short mobile, but I was just heard you on there and thought I'd say hey.
Well, I'm glad you did. You're driving for a church, you say, Leroy?
And for Christian Learning Center release time, we'll take about 10 or 11 students out of TR High School and get back to the church for Bible class this morning.
Nice thing to do. Oh, goodness, we're over here near the lake house where my kids were at, by the Apalachee Baptist Church. And I had to go over there and change out a receptacle for them yesterday. And we went down to their house and took them some banana bars and visited a little while with the grandkids and went back home. So it was a nice day. Well, Leroy, you have a good day and enjoy the kids while you can. And you'll be fine. Excuse me. Dad Burnett and Leroy and WA5. I got it wrong. Give me your call sign. That's N0GR.
If that's the worst thing that happens to me today, I'm pretty good. N0TR, KA5WLL, mobile 73. Y'all have a good day. Be safe.
I missed the K. KA5WLL. I had a tongue twister there. Your senior moment. This is N0TR.
KG4BFI.
4BFI. Good morning, Don. Nice to hear your melodious voice this morning. This is N0TR.
I just want to know what happened to the chain break and you get a loose?
No, the War Department's here.
We'll say hi, Don. Hi, Don.
She's with me. She's a little hobbled. She's needing a new store-bought hip. And they got it scheduled out, clear out till January, but we're hoping they can move it up. But she's got to have an echocardiogram first thing. She's got a heart murmur, but she's had it a long time, and they don't suspect anything, so we're hoping it'll move up anyways.
It's nothing bad at all. The older I get, the more things seem like they want to fall apart. It's like an old car. Every time you turn around, something's tearing up. I don't know. I guess that's just part of life.
Too much so, but it beats the alternative, as they say. Not pushing up daisies from the root side. We're just headed over to Spartanburg. I don't like to go down around Woodruff at all. So we're going to go over there and go to Sam's and Costco's maybe. And there's a Schulte fuel truck with one big pit bull's head sticking out of it. I don't think I'm in the market for any healthy tools this morning.
Oh, me? Well, we got to go see Linda's brother. He's in a rehab right now. He had a stroke, and he's doing pretty good, though. He got where he got his, he can talk a little bit better, and he was able to get out of the wheelchair and get into a bed. And evidently it was just a light stroke, but he ain't as old as I am. He's 77 or something like that. And Linda's the oldest. She's got two brothers, but she's the oldest. And then I'm falling along behind everybody else. At November, I guess I'll turn 84.
You are getting petrified, Don. I'm just 76, Marie's 75. But she had a stroke coming out of Aldi's the other day. You know, it's been about a year or so ago. Lost sight in her right eye just instantly. And scared us to death. A piece of that carotid artery broke off and hit her optic nerve in her right eye. And she has a very limited amount of vision in it, but not much.
You never know what's going to happen, do you? I tell you what, you get out there on the road, you better be holding on to your britches because somebody might come along and knock your britches off.
Shoot. Well, I didn't think it was supposed to be this overcast today out here. It's kind of gloomy. They said it was going to be 87 or something like that. And then a hurricane coming in on Friday. And be heavy rains up to 5 inches. If they hit it right, it's still down in the Caribbean. You never know. Only the good Lord knows and Mother Nature. But it sounds pretty positive this time. This is N0TR.
Yes, KG4BFI. Yeah, my son just came back from, he came back Sunday from a cruise. And he's been down in the Caribbean. And in fact, he's been on, I believe that's number 57 cruises he's been on. I told him he might as well just buy him a room on the ship and stay there. KG4PFI.
Never heard of such a thing, Senator OTR. You know, being in the Navy, Don, I've seen all the beaches and all the salt water I ever care to see. I flew over it mostly because I was in a flight crew, but I was on a carrier for a year and a half, and I loved flying off of it and landing on it, but I didn't like staying on it, put it that way. It's rather cramped. Not what the modest accommodations, shall we say, are not like a cruise ship. But it was an experience that I wouldn't trade. But I love it being up here away from the ocean, yet down in the south. We lived in Kansas for 62 and a half years, and we had tornadoes every year. Seemed like they get hurricanes every year down around the Gulf Coast and that. And I just didn't throw them in the ditch as I would the tornadoes.
I think I'm going to stay right here in Piedmont. Yeah, we thank you for your service, by the way. I was in the Air Force. I guess I was lucky in a way. I went in the Air Force in 1959, and I got out in 1963, and I enjoyed what I did in my service. So I was a jet engine mechanic, and I worked on the old B-52 and a number of other airplanes, and I guess I've been mechanical-minded all my life, except my brain sometimes don't connect up with my mouth, but other than that, well, I got to go. My wife just hollered at me something about getting ready to go see her brother, so I guess I better get my carcass up and go see if I can't brush my teeth and look in the mirror and see if I'm still one piece. Nothing fell off yet. Good evening to you, or good afternoon to you, or good morning. It's good morning, ain't it? My goodness, I don't even know what time of the day it is. Hope to talk to you again. N0TRKG4PFI. I'm clear.
Okay, Don. Nice to hear you. Yeah, I used to go out and stay awake with my aunt and uncle in Wichita, and there'd be B-52s and B-47s in the air constantly. And that was back probably in the early 60s. And they still had a lot of them with fluorescent orange painted on them back then. I got a picture of one of them on an old 126 Kodak slide. People don't believe that, but there was a lot of them had that orange, bright-colored paint on them. They changed that over the years, thankfully. Make a big target up there. Eight of those J-57s, I think. Take care, Don. KG4PFI. Nice to hear you today. This is N0TR Clifton.